And a very good morning to you. Welcome into today's programme on this beautiful Monday morning. One Day is a radio drama written by Oliver Turner and engineered and edited by Matthew Lyons. It features 36 full and part-time staff members from Galway BFM. It's a fictitious story of a day in the life of a local radio station called Soft FM.
The only time you should ever look back is to see how far you've come. I've heard that quote loads of times, but only thought about it recently. I used to work in radio, you know, before I became CEO of Morgan Stanley here in the Big Apple. Hold on one sec. Yeah?
Mr. Nishikawa on line one, sir.
Oh, thanks, Bethany. Mr. Nishikawa, konnichiwa, okankitasuka. I'm sorry, Mr. Nishikawa. You're breaking up on me there? No, I can't hear you. I'll call you back. Where was I? Oh yeah, my radio background. I was once the CEO of a local radio station in Ireland. It's like a lot of workplaces back home. You have a bunch of people together under one roof. Some talented, some not so talented, and spoofers. Unlike a lot of workplaces, however, in radio, what we produced could be consumed by anyone, for free. And we had a lot of consumers in our franchise area. One Day proved that. Meet Gary. He's the breakfast show presenter on Soft FM. He's 49 years old and has been the voice of morning radio in Galway for 20 years. He is single, very opinionated, a small bit racist with a sprinkle of misogyny. Listeners either love him or hate him. It's Friday morning.
How predictable. Friday, I'm in love on a Friday. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday...
It's 6.45 a.m. in the newsroom at Soft FM. The first bulletin is at 7. 19-year-old intern Laura from Mayo is in since 6 a.m. She's in first year in University of Galway, studying journalism. It was her fifth choice on the CEO form. There's no sign of the newsreader Paula, and Laura is trying to call her.
Please pick up. Oh, Jesus.
Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday. I'm in love. Hi, Maura.
Hi, Gary. It's Laura.
Yeah, I know. Are you on news?
No, I'm not.
Good for you, Maura. Make sure you start with the two new parking places outside the church in Kilnadima. Oh, and Pat Mannion's cow had twin calves yesterday by section. And there might be a few Russian missiles landing in Air Square today.
What? Hello?
Laura, I'm so sorry. My phone went dead and the alarm never went off. I won't be in on time. You'll have to do the 7 bulletin and then I'll be in for the 8.
But where will I get a script? I'm...
60 seconds, Maura.
You'll be grand, Laura. Just wing it. There's feck all listening at 7 in the morning anyway. Just use the front of the newspapers and get Gary to give you one or two stories through the headphones from the telly. Go on, you better go. Bye.
Are you good to go, babes?
Be calm. You can do this.
From 95.184 to 95.185, broadcasting all around the world and to the International Space Station, this is Soft FM News.
Good morning.
Say your name.
This is Laura Murphy.
Read the front of the Independent.
Government ministers are set for showdown talks today with the Taoiseach over his refusal to apologise for remarks made to Russian Ambassador Yuri...
Just say anything.
Shimonitov at a dinner in the Bastard's residence.
Ambassador's
residence in Leopardstown.
Leopard.
The Kremlin have said...
Kremlin.
...that military strikes were a distant possibility.
Distinct.
The Taoiseach joked in his after-dinner speech that he really enjoyed his rice Putin dessert.
Christ above.
Poor old Laura was lost and frantically turning the pages of the newspaper looking for her next story. Gary tries to intervene on talkback in her headphones, but the same frequency is also used by the local taxi company, so Laura was getting mixed messages while on air.
The problem is the number of cars on the taxi rank.
The big problem is there are too many cars on the taxi rank.
No, don't listen to...
Call out for Merlin Park Hospital. She's 92. Emergency surgery job, lads. Any ward in the spot.
Meanwhile, Merlin Park Hospital have announced 92 emergency surgery jobs in any ward in Lisbon.
Tony will respond to that. Roger.
They will only respond to Roger.
go to the weather.
The weather forecast on Soft FM, brought to you by Floods Undertakers Rahun. Don't be a clown, let floods put you down.
The weather forecast for Galway.
Jeez, it's a right shite of a day.
It's a right shite of a day.
The wind would cut you in half. Over.
The wind would cut you in half. Over.
Wakey Wakey with Gary Blakey on Soft FM. Call us now on 1800-222-569-4571-925-3.
Well done, Maura, in the newsroom. First day out. Great job. Let's kick off the show with some Doobie Brothers. What a Fool Believes.
Oh, I didn't want to go on. I messed it up, didn't I?
Yes, you did, honey bunch. But at least everyone knows your name now.
That was my first day as CEO. I got the job because the previous guy moved on to selling breast implants to men identifying as Dolly Parton. I saw the ad online and applied. My background was in the entertainment industry. Sort of. Okay, I was doing stand-up comedy in Dublin and it didn't really work out. I had to sell my vacuum cleaner last week. All I was doing was collecting dust.
What?
I found out Forrest Gump's email password. One, Forrest, one.
I don't get it.
A man and a giraffe walk into a bar. After a few drinks, the giraffe falls over and dies. The man begins to walk out when the bartender yells out, "Hey, you can't leave that lion there." The man says, "It's not a lion, it's a giraffe."
What?
Yeah. I put that chapter in my life behind me. I was really looking forward to a fresh start in my new radio career. I was meeting the staff that morning for the first time. I was going to be firm but fair. A boss that you could talk to, but knew there was a line you couldn't cross. My motto was simple. Be on time, do your work, go home on time. But I never thought I'd be walking in to take charge of the biggest basket case of individuals this side of Leinster House. Oh, and by the way, my name is Ted Toohey.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once?
The Breakfast Show is the flagship show on every radio station. So you need a presenter who is capable of coping with all the demands that come with the job. Tons of requests, traffic reports, and competitions are a daily guarantee. Let's just say Gary Blake has his own style on Soft FM.
7:45 a.m. on a Friday morning. It's Wakey Wakey on Soft FM until 10. Happy birthday to Winnie the Pooh Gleason, who's celebrating her 99th birthday in the Stairway to Heaven nursing home in Tume. Wonder how you got that nickname, Winnie? Good woman. Happy birthday, and make sure the Fire Brigade is on standby with all those candles. Best wishes to Tommy the Tank O'Connor, who is released from Portlaoise prison tomorrow after 16 years. Crikey, Tommy, you must have taken out more than a few with that tank of yours. And finally for now, a big shout out to Eleanor Murray and the Mount Everest Expedition Team from UHG Pediatric Unit, tuned in all the way from Nepal. Their text is short and sweet. It says, "Help!" Right, it's competition time now in association with Ryan's Hardware in Kilbannon. We're giving you the chance to win a 10-litre bucket of Magnolia paint, 3 bags of Yohan Lamb nuts, and a set of jump leads. Just answer this simple question and we could be bringing you on air. In Greek mythology, who is the god of the orderly universe and time who swallowed his children to prevent them from overthrowing him? Call us with your answer now on 1-800-222-56-945-711-9253, where Rita is standing by. Here's James Arthur and Impossible.
Hello, Soft FM, how can I help you?
Rita is the receptionist on Soft FM. She's a nice lady in her 40s. But she can get quite stressed out when things get busy, which is every day.
Just one moment, please. Gary, are you doing a competition or what?
Yes, Rita, darling. That's why people are ringing in. They're answering the qualifying question.
Well, is there an answer to your qualifier question?
Oh, yeah. Just a second.
Pleb.
The answer is Cronus.
Hello, sorry for keeping you. What's your answer?
God.
Which god?
God.
No, the question was, which Greek god?
Is God not Greek?
No, he's Jew.
Jew when?
Look, I'll put your name in for the draw. Thank you. Hello, Soft FM, what's your answer?
There's a horse loose on the Headford Road.
I'm sorry, you'll have to ring back in a few minutes. Hello, Soft FM. What's your answer?
What time is the match on Saturday?
I don't know. We're in the middle of a competition. Can you call back, please, in a few minutes?
I heard 3 o'clock last night in O'Malley's when I went in for a one after the card game. But herself said the lad on the radio said this morning it was 2:30.
Hello, Soft FM. What's your answer?
Cronus.
That's correct. I mean, what's your name?
Dr. Martina Fitzpatrick Gonzalez.
Hold on until I write that down. Martina Fitzpatrick what?
Gonzalez. My husband is from Argentina.
Isn't that lovely?
He's a professor of mathematics in the university where I work.
Rita, we got a caller to go on air.
1 second, Martina. What?
30 seconds. I need someone now.
Oh, sugar. I might put you on hold, Dr. Martina. Will you go on with Gary and answer a few questions to win the prize?
Sorry.
Caller on line one.
That's the sound of James Arthur on Soft FM. Let's go to our telephone lines and say good morning to someone who thinks they know the answer to our qualifying question. Hello, who do we have? Hello, you're live on Soft FM. Who do we have? Well, it looks like we're having an issue with our phone lines there. Tell you what, let's take a quick commercial break and we'll be back with our live caller in 2 minutes.
Wakey wakey with Gary Blakey.
What the hell happened to our caller?
She was there a minute ago. She must have hung up.
Right, well, I need someone on there in 1 minute and 40 seconds. Any suggestions?
No.
Laura?
Yeah?
Have you got your phone with you?
Yeah.
I'm ringing you from the station line. Answer it, come on the air with me, and let on that you're somebody else. Anyone.
Wait, what?
Let me interrupt here. Laura is still trying to come to terms with the utter debacle that was the 7 a.m. news. And there's still no sign of Paula. Gary only thinks about one thing in life. Gary. The mental health of a 19-year-old intern on the verge of a nervous breakdown is way down his list of priorities. What happened next was something that I would love to say has never happened before or since in local radio, only it has.
Wakey Wakey with Gary Blakey on Soft FM. Call us now on 1800-222-569-455-711-925-3.
Right, let's make a live call and see if we can give away the super prizes from Ryan's Hardware in Kilbennan.
Hello?
Hello there, this is Gary Blake on Soft FM. Who do we have?
I don't know, who do you have?
Ha ha ha, good one. No, I mean, what is your name? Live random caller selected by our computer.
Nora.
Hi, Nora. What's your second name?
Latian.
Right, no relation. Let me tell you what's going to happen. First off, you need to give me the answer to the qualifying question. In Greek mythology, who is the god of the orderly universe and time who swallowed his children to prevent them from overthrowing him?
I think I've forgotten.
That can easily happen. Let me give you a clue. He was the son of Uranus.
He was the what?
I'm only kidding. Of course we know you knew the answer because you rang in already to say Cronus. We literally had hundreds of correct answers, but you, Nora, will have the chance to win the beautiful hamper from Ryan's Hardware if you answer 5 or more of these questions in your Win It in a Minute quiz. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Your time starts now. What does the French phrase je suis désolé mean?
I'm sorry?
Correct. Which character was played by Claude Payton in the 1925 American silent epic adventure drama Ben-Hur?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Correct. Can I ask you the horse who won the 1894 Aintree Grand National for trainer Willie Moore?
Why not?
Correct. A sports book made it to number one on the New York Times bestseller list in 2002, named after the famous outburst in the 1981 tennis match uttered by the author against a fellow American at Wimbledon. What was the title of the book?
Oh, you could not be serious.
Correct. The American rapper Ricky Ralph Brown is best known for obtaining the title of the world's fastest rap MC by Guinness World Records for rapping 722 syllables in 51.2 seconds on his track New West in January 2005. By what stage name is he better known?
No clue.
Correct! Well done, Laura. Nora, you've just won a fabulous 10-litre bucket of Magnolia paint, 3 bags of Yohan Lamnuts, and a set of jump leads courtesy of Ryan's Hardware in Kilbennan. Well done!
Did I win?
Yes, you did, Nora. Your general knowledge is outstanding. Enjoy your prize, and just for you, here is the lightning seeds.
And lucky you.
Fair play, Laura. You played a blinder.
Thanks. Did I do okay?
Yeah, you were brilliant. Now go on. You better get ready. You're doing the 8 o'clock news.
You're lying again. Say you don't, but then you do. I'm trying again to build a wall.
The one thing that keeps local radio alive and relevant is current affairs. If you don't have your biggest listenership between 9am and 12, you're in trouble. All the delighted parents have finished the school run, the radios are on at work, and the retired are up and ready to hear about the latest controversies and talking points. Joanne Whelan has been with Soft FM since the very beginning of local radio back in 1989. She has worked in several departments, but fell into the current affairs presenter's chair a decade ago, and now she can't be moved. She calls her show Free Whelan, which sounds like a slogan for a prisoner in Mountjoy more than a radio show, but you can't argue with Joanne. She thinks she's smarter than everyone else, but the reality is quite different.
And I'm free. Free Whelan. Yeah, I'm free. Free Whelan.
Coming up on today's show, we go live to the NCT Centre in Tuam to find out why people are bringing their cars there from as far away as Wexford and Donegal. We hear the heartwarming story of a bride-to-be who lost half a stone in just under a year to fit into a wedding dress. Bless her. Paula will run through our weekly Lost, Found, Not Found. And Donal O'Brien will look back on the sporting weekend. All that between now and 12 noon.
It's okay, I'm here.
The comment line is now open on 1-800-222-56-945-711-9253. Where Rita is taking your calls. But we start with something I saw on the front of one of today's newspapers and a shocking headline that reads, IFA accused of turkey fraud. And underneath is the subheading, £5 million euro scam uncovered. So let's talk to the president of the Galway branch of the IFA, Pat Mannion. Pat, these headlines, they'll send shockwaves through the farming community.
Well, good morning, Joanne, and thanks for having me on the show. First of all I can say, on behalf of farmers all over the west of Ireland, whom I represent on the ground every day, these tabloid headlines are misleading and sensational.
Pat, we don't want a party political broadcast on behalf of the IFA. We're here to get some answers. £5 million turkey fraud. What's misleading about that?
Well, I have to say I'm not familiar with the exact details of that specific case that is being referred to. But in my experience, we have only ever found or sourced Irish-reared organic turkeys for the Irish market at the busy times of the year, especially Easter and Christmas. As you may know, since the April the 1st, 2015, there is legislation in place that all fresh poultry produce has to state on the pack where the product was reared and slaughtered. If a turkey has a Love of Irish food symbol on it, you can be absolutely guaranteed it is of Irish origin.
That may be so, Pat, but as I read further into the article here on the screen in front of me in the Belfast Telegraph online edition. It says, the money changed hands in the toilets of the Ataturk Stadium in Istanbul.
Well, I can categorically say I have never been to Istanbul and I wouldn't even be able to tell you where it is, in all honesty. So quite how this story has grown legs is beyond me.
So, are you telling me, Pat Mannion, here on live radio, you have no knowledge of any IFA members, any, taking a trip to Istanbul last month?
None whatsoever.
And you have no knowledge of an IFA official handing over £5 million to persons unknown in a football stadium in Istanbul?
Absolutely not.
And Istanbul is in Turkey, so one of your members went to Turkey to pay £5 million for turkeys and pretend they were Irish.
Now, hang on a minute, Joanne.
No, you hang on, Pat. You hang on. There are small local poultry farmers listening to this show whose livelihoods depend on selling their product to the Irish market. And here we have someone from your organisation going behind their back to buy turkeys from Turkey.
We have to put in a call to the Department of Agriculture and are expecting a call back from the Minister at any moment. But surely this scandal will lead to a major investigation, maybe even a tribunal.
Well, all I can say is this is the first time I am hearing about this sorry episode, and I am saddened as a farmer and as an elected representative of the IFA executive that this is coming to light in this manner. What I find even more baffling is the fact that there was not even one iota of rumour in recent days that something like this was going to come out, and it all ends up on the front page of a Belfast newspaper.
That is correct, and the more I read, the more bizarre it gets. The story goes on to say that the money was paid to encourage some members of the Turkey team not to travel to Belfast for the second leg, as this would be a big advantage to Northern Ireland. So, the way I read it, some of the turkeys had a leg removed before being exported to this island through Belfast. And somehow, the British government is complicit in this scandal. So answer the question, Pat. How much are the IFA getting from the British government to allow one-legged turkeys into the Republic through Northern Ireland?
What sort of a question is that?
It's a very straightforward question, Pat, and I'd like an answer. And who do you get to reattach the second legs onto the turkeys after they arrive?
What are you saying, woman?
Hold on, Joanne. Donal from Sport wants to jump in.
Donal O'Brien joined us from the Sports Department. Is there some other major breaking news?
Not really, Joanne. Just a point of clarification on your IFA story since the start of the programme.
Of course. You are from a farming background, Donal. What inside information do you have?
No, it's just that the IFA in question is the Irish Football Association, not the Irish Farmers Association.
What?
Yeah, the story is actually about the head of the Northern Irish Football Association offering a £5 million bribe to his Turkish counterpart so they would field a weakened side for the European Championship qualifier in Belfast next week.
Soccer?
Yeah.
Pat Mannion of the IFA, thank you so much for taking our call. We'll take a short break.
The Departure Lounge, Galway's newest nursing home, is now open for business in Ballybrit. Our staff are kind and caring. With a good bit of English, we give you peace of mind. You give us a piece of land. Our residents are not old. They are old friends. Free to tell our professional staff in confidence all the stories from home about their favourite son or daughter and the ones they don't like. The Departure Lounge Nursing Home. Your flight awaits. Have your boarding pass ready.
In a world where choice matters, we at Plexus have developed the next generation of electric vehicle. A car that gives you comfort and reliability without the need for style and elegance. For too long, we've ignored the health of our planet. Now it's time to secure our future. The new Plexus Hideous. It's not how you look, it's how you drive.
Kilmina Livestock Mart will hold their annual show and sale of illegally imported zebras and giraffes this Thursday from 11 a.m. Calves and mammies on first, followed by daddies in ring two. Farmers should take note that horse trailers are acceptable modes of transport for zebras, but not for giraffes, who will require a department certified transport box. All inquiries to the KLM Facebook page, but not the Dutch airline.
Ireland's hottest country music stars are coming to the Soltail Hotel for one night only this Saturday night. A concert for Seamus has been organised by friends of a man named Seamus to raise badly needed funds for something Seamus needs. Starring Hank Fahey, E.R. Palace, Billy Ballbag and the Twisted Kneecaps, the Octogenarians, Freddie Stone and the Diabetics.
I'm a diabetic cowboy riding the sugar range.
And maybe one more. MC on the night is the late Malcolm McEntee. Tickets €25 now on sale from all the unusual outlets.
Hello, Kathleen here from Kathleen's Fashions Main Street Gort. We have just received our latest delivery of spring-summer clothes with some slightly damaged ladies' garments at knockdown prices. Reversible pink knickers, just $9.99. Bucket cup bras, only $5.99. And leopard print honey bunny corsets at an unbelievable $19.99. Kathleen's Fashions Main Street Gort, open Mondays and Fridays from 9 a.m. till 5:30.
Odeur de Cheval. It's fine to smell equine. The new fragrance from Yves Saint Laurent. Don't just act like a fine filly. Smell like one too. Odeur de Cheval.
Now, you might think that everything in a radio station revolves around the presenter and what goes out on air, but there's an awful lot more to it than that, and I should know. Have you ever tried to sit in at a sales meeting and make sense of it all? Well, I have.
All right, folks, come on. Come on, Mark, can you give us an update on the Nestlé chocolate campaign last week?
Yeah, sure. I think it went well. We had a...
lads, come on, give him a break.
I think it went well. We had a great uptake on the entries for the Kit Kat hamper, where people had to send in pictures of their cat wearing a jersey.
What was that about?
Well, we figured that the best cat kit would win a Kit Kat.
How many entries did you get?
Two.
Oh, my God. What about the line bar mechanic? Were there any complaints?
We had a few, but in the main, people enjoyed coming on air and telling stories of the biggest lies that got them into trouble.
And what did you call that competition?
The Lion King.
Oh, my God. Siobhan, what have you lined up for the week?
Well, I've got a lovely promotion with Airbnb, where one lucky listener will win an end-of-week prize of a three-hour stay on a Wednesday afternoon in an Airbnb in Limerick.
Come on.
But you have to be gone by 5 o'clock. I'm thinking of doing a competition for Best Limerick. You know, like 5-line poem.
That seems like a lot of work for a fairly mediocre prize.
Not at all. People love doing rhymes. I might even give the first two lines to make it easier.
Like what?
There's an Airbnb in Adair that no place on this earth can compare.
It's an absolute kip, so I'll save you the trip and keep going till you get to Kinmare.
Oh, come on, enough, lads, enough. Come on. All right, Declan, what have you got this week?
You know Michael Regan Headstones? They're running a competition for a voucher.
For a headstone?
Yeah, it's a great prize, worth about $2,000.
Is that not a bit morbid?
Not at all. It's a very practical prize. Our listeners will love it. It's not like the voucher will go out of date. You can hold on to it and use it in the future.
Oh, okay, well, I suppose that sounds plausible. What kind of format will you use for the giveaway?
So, I'm thinking of running it on the Drive Time show with Simon Power. We can get listeners to text in the epitaph they would put on their headstone.
Seriously?
Yeah, like Tommy Lydon, Darce Legend, checked out at 102, triple 20, single 10, double 16. You know, that kind of thing.
What? Oh my God.
Or here's another one. Here lies Kathleen Flynn. I always wanted to live in Australia. Now I'm down under for good.
Oh.
That's the sound of Martha and the Muffins on Soft FM and their 1980 track Echo Beach. Porrick Mulcahy with you on the PM show until 3. Don't forget, we've got our cash cow coming up in a few minutes, giving you a chance to win big money. Nobody has got it right in over a year, so we've got 96,000 euro for grabs today as we head out to the bottom field and listen to Cora, the cash cow. All you've got to do is tell us what exact breed of cow is Cora. Well, the phones are hopping already, so let's go to line one and see who we have. Good afternoon and welcome to the Cash Cow on Soft FM. Hi, Finbar, whereabouts are you today?
I'm still in bed. Had a heavy night. We put down Hattie and Diskin yesterday and gave him a great send-off.
Well, the Lord have mercy on his soul. Right, Finbar, we'd really love for you to get this 96,000 euro. Tell us what exact breed of cow is this?
You know, I think she's a four-year-old in-calf Belgian Blue.
What a great guess! Is Cora a four-year-old in-calf Belgian Blue? Oh, I'm sorry, Finbar. Good try. Let's go to line two for another guess. Who do we have?
This is Kathleen Quinn in Banagher.
Hi, Kathleen. If you won 96,000 euro, Kathleen, what would you spend it on?
I'd have him self-killed, and I'd go on a world cruise with Leonardo Capricorn.
Oh, lovely. Right. Have a listen to Cora the Cow and tell me what breed she is.
I think it's the Dalai Lama.
What?
I don't think it's a cow at all. I think it's one of those foreign animals from the pet farm, the Dalai Lama.
The Dalai Lama is a person, Kathleen. He's a man, the spiritual leader of Tibet.
Well, I don't like Tibet. I'm not into gambling.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Kathleen. It's not the Dalai Lama. In fact, it's not any kind of llama at all. So let's try one more caller. Who do we have on line three?
I'm Brittany.
What age are you, Brittany?
I'm 5.
And where are you from, Brittany?
Mommy and Daddy said not to talk to strangers.
Well, that's okay, Brittany. I'm not really a stranger. I'm Porrick from the radio.
I never heard of you, so you're a stranger.
Good one, yeah. Kids, they're great, aren't they? So where are Mommy and Daddy, Brittany?
My Mommy and Daddy are upstairs.
Oh, that's good. Do they know you're on the phone?
No.
Do you think we should tell them?
No.
Why not?
Because I think they want to be alone.
Why do you think that, Brittany?
Because they're saying their prayers.
How do you know they're saying their prayers, Brittany?
Because I can hear my mom shouting now, "Oh my God, and Jesus!"
Right, Brittany, okay. You're on the radio, live on Soft FM, so maybe you'd like a guess on the cash cow to win €96,000. What breed of cow is this, Brittany?
A Texas Longhorn.
What? What? Did you just say...
Mommy calls Daddy a Texas Longhorn. I have to go now, bye!
No, no, don't go, Brittany. Well, I never... You won't believe it, listeners, but she was right. The cow sound that we've been playing for over a year was, in fact, a Texas Longhorn. But unfortunately, you have to be over 18 to win. So tough luck, Brittany, and her parents, of course. The jackpot goes back to €100 next week when we play a brand new cash cow on Soft FM. Here's DJ Regard and Ride It.
One thing I've learned from my brief time involved in the radio business is that an awful lot of presenter names are made up. The real giveaway is when the post arrives in the morning with an official looking letter addressed to someone you've never heard of, but it turns out to be your drive time presenter. Meet Sean Prendergast, also known as Simon Power, presenter of The Power Trip on Soft FM from 4 o'clock until 8. Simon goes mad if anybody calls him Sean, unless it's his mother calling. And that happens quite a bit.
Oh, for God's sake, what now?
Hi, ma'am. Everything okay?
Yeah. I'm about to go on the radio, ma'am. I did, ma'am. I have my inhaler with me.
No, I didn't hear it was dead. Listen, I'll call you back after, ma'am. I have to go.
The Power Trip. In association with Electric Ireland. If it's cheap electricity you want, you're in for a shock.
I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by Galway-based singer-songwriter Gavin Callaghan, who goes by the stage name Gavin. Hey there, Gav.
Hey, Side. Thanks for having me on, man.
These are exciting times for you, Gav, with the release of your new single, Little Green Courgette, this Friday, and the gig in Munro's Live.
Yeah. Really exciting, man. My manager, Bernie, and I have worked hard in getting the single finished and we're ready for the launch of Friday.
Did you say manager?
Bernie is my manager and she's like my mother, so I call her my manager.
What a great collaboration. Well done, you. And I believe tickets are going really well for Saturday night in Munro's since they went on sale last week.
Unbelievable. And they went to sale at 9 in the morning, right, man? 9 o'clock in the morning, and by 10 past 9, we must have sold the goods 4.
Wow, 400 tickets in 10 minutes. That's impressive.
No, 4. My mum and dad, my sister Grania in Sydney, and her boyfriend, Chad, they're not coming home, though. They're just supporting me, like, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm pretty sure ticket sales are going to go through the roof once people have heard you perform your new single. This is a world exclusive, people. The first time you're going to hear the new single from Gavin. This is called Little Green Courgette. Take it away, Gav.
Thanks, man.
Can't help but eat a matter face. They take up half of my fridge space. They come in many shades of green. The nicest veg I've ever seen. Their name is French, that's kinda cool. But it's pronounced by any fool. Boiled or grilled or baked or fried. You haven't lived until you try. My little green courgette. kind in your local store, but a little green courgette. When I'm done, I just want more, but a little green courgette. Making ratatouille, it tastes so good. My little green courgette, I'd marry you if I could. Back across in the USA, I hear they give them another name. Wonder what it's all about, and whether they have any doubts that what they say is just plain wrong. Oh, I've had to sing it in the song. Zucchini sucks, the worst name yet, for my best friend, the green courgette. My little green courgette, the kind in your local store, my little green courgette. When I'm done, I just want more, my little green courgette. Making ratatouille, it tastes so good. My little green courgette. Oh, I'd marry you if I could.
Wow, Gav, that was some performance. Thanks so much for popping in, Gav. Don't forget, the new single is being launched this Friday morning. Where's the launch, Gav?
Supermax, just across from the hospital. We're visiting Nana beforehand.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear your Nana is sick. How is she?
Who?
Your Nana, grandmother? You said Nana was sick?
No, we're visiting the new Indian restaurant, man. It's Nana. Besides Supermax, before the launch, the owner wanted to give it Nan after the bread, but the lad in the printers is dyslexic.
Well, yeah, the best of luck to you, Gavin. Okay, right, time for a sports update. We're joined in studio by Declan Killeen. What's happening in the world of sport there, Deck?
Thanks, Simon. The All-Ireland Post Primary School Senior H Camogie semi-final between Muff Community School from Donegal and St Martin's College Galway is underway at Pierce Park in Longford, and there has been an explosive start, Kevin O'Connor.
Yeah, we had what everyone thought was a bomb going off behind the town goal after just 2 minutes of play. But it turned out to be a couple of Leaving Cert students from Muff who were doing a science experiment with washing up liquid baking soda and Semtex. I'd say it was the baking soda that did the damage. On the pitch, we have now played 10 minutes and it's all square at 2 points apiece. But the big talking point has been the performance of the referees so far. The first ref, Fanny Waters, ran off when she heard the bang from the science experiment. She was replaced by Collie Flower, but almost immediately, Collie was bundled into a fruit and veg van by some disgruntled Muff parents and driven away to an unnamed location after accusing the Muff full forward of diving. St. Martin's objected to local Camogie referee Peggy McGough taking the whistle because she had Muff connections, so was left to veteran Camogie secretary Sister Agnes Day to step in and bring some order to the proceedings. There's a big crowd here as well, so with 11 minutes gone, it's tit for tat with the sides level at 2 points each.
Thanks, Kevin. Just quickly an update on the latest horse racing results from Punchestown, where the 5:40 has gone to lunchtime's over at 5-2, and the 6:10 has gone to completely outnumbered at 9-1. That's your sport for now.
Thanks, Declan. Couple of requests before we play our next song. Happy birthday to Sheila Malarkey in Merview, who celebrates her 101st birthday today. That comes in from our mum and dad. And can you play some Taylor Swift for our 50-year geography teacher, Mr. O'Brien, who is currently incandescent with rage? Of course we can. And here's Taylor Swift. You need to calm down.
Late night radio in Ireland is like the middle aisle in Aldi.
You can find everything and anything as you move the dial, from country music to dance and from sports debate to crazy live phone-ins. The good people at Soft FM decided 27 years ago that the Andy Corcoran Show was the way to go from 8pm till midnight. And more than a quarter of a century later, Andy is still going strong. Ish.
As ever on a Friday night, we look ahead to the weekend's TV and recommend some shows for you to watch. Vinnie Malone joins me in studio. What's your top pick, Vinnie?
Well, Andy, there's only one place to start, and that is Ireland's Slatted House of the Year. The final is on tomorrow night, and we're keeping our fingers crossed for the Ryan family in Belclare that they win. We have a clip of the three judges visiting the Ryan's shed during the week.
Our three judges are in Galway for the final of Ireland's Slatted House of the Year. Legendary architect Noel St. John, award-winning design consultant Philippa Glass, and interior designer Louise Wall are all looking for functionality, individuality and clever design as they visit the farm of Pat and Una Ryan.
Wow! My first impression is the facade of this shed. It just absolutely screams sustainability and harmony. Humans and animals coexisting as one.
I agree. The unique famine-style windows allow light to permeate the building and create a cornucopia of contrasting profiles. The owners clearly have avoided the typical rectilinear design pitfalls that so many fall into.
The bright red sliding entrance door is a nod to the contemporary, yet it has a clear functionality in allowing multiple occupants to access the building at once.
Once inside, our judges are bowled over by the intricate detail of the Ryan's animal dwelling.
This is what I call a modern twist on the classic slatted house. The large flat screen TV there just nestled quite comfortably between those timber railings, really giving the cows a chance to see Ear to the Ground or The Angelus. And we have the dodgy box underneath just beautifully concealed by a bed of straw, and as you can see, just enough of the area sticking out for the remote to work.
I really like the grey colour scheme of the walls. It seems to match the animals' mood as they stare out the very generous gable end window at the neighbour's abattoir.
For me, this is a triumph of how modern design can also satisfy traditional needs. The lack of furniture is offset by the clever positioning of these amazing aesthetic aluminium gates. Even the sight of animal waste flowing steadily through the building has a certain therapeutic quality.
That clip alone will get you excited about the prospects of a Galway victory tomorrow night.
That's Slatted House of the Year tomorrow night at 8:30pm. What about tonight on BBC One?
Celebrity Mastermind takes a look back at some of the most memorable celebrity performances on the iconic quiz show in the last year. Here is a clip of former boxing champion Chris Eubank.
Your name, please?
Christopher Livingston Eubank.
And your occupation?
Retired professional boxer.
And your specialised subject?
The letter S.
Chris Eubank, your 60 seconds on the letter S begins... Now, who won a Best Actress Oscar in 1981 for a portrayal of the country music legend Loretta Lynn in the movie Coal Miner's Daughter?
Titty Spathek.
What was the trademark catchphrase of the cartoon character Sylvester the Cat?
Suffering Succotash.
Who was nominated for a Grammy Award in 1970 for his song Me and Bobby McGee?
Chris Christopherson.
The actor George Clooney is currently involved in a multi-million dollar TV ad campaign for which coffee company?
Nespresso.
There are only two landlocked provinces in Canada. Alberta is one, name the other.
Saskatchewan.
Born Susan Jeanette Ballion. By what name was the lead singer of the rock band The Banshees better known?
Susie Sue.
Jackson is the capital of which U.S. state?
Mississippi.
Apart from doing her duties as a nurse, I've started so I'll finish. Florence Nightingale was also renowned for her work during the Crimean War as a what?
She was a noted statistician.
That is correct. And Chris Eubank, at the end of that round, you've scored 8 points.
Great stuff, Vinny. We're heading to the news at the top of the hour, but don't go too far because the Late Night Love Hour is coming up next.
Late Night Love on Soft FM, brought to you by Maddie's Mattresses in Moycullen.
The beautiful sound of Aaron Neville and Linda Ronstadt, and a song title that I frequently use on a weekly parish table quiz. I don't know much. It's Late Night Love Hour on Soft FM with me, Andy Corcoran. As ever, my loyal servant Vinnie Malone is with me to read out some of your messages. What have you got, Vinnie?
Thanks, Andy. We've a message in from Vera in Ballyglunin who says, Andy, can you play some Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On, for my mother Angela, who had successful surgery in the cardiac unit of UHG today. Fair play to all the heart surgeons. They never miss a beat. Another one here from Peter in Tuam, who wants to congratulate his neighbours Mike and Maureen on their 80th wedding anniversary. Andy, can you please play Show Me Heaven by Marie McKee for the happy couple who are just back from a skiing holiday in France. What a great song that is. Do you remember the movie is from, Andy?
Was it Top Gun, Vinny?
Nope, it was Days of Thunder, a different Tom Cruise movie about car racing instead of fighter jets.
Oh, I had a friend who wrote a book called Days of Thunder, all about his time in secondary school as English teacher. Was a real battle axe altogether, who was always in ferociously bad form. They called her the Thunder Woman. Any other texts, Vinny?
One more, Andy, this time from Pat, who's stuck at a Garda checkpoint out in Mam Cross. He's looking for a different Maria McKee song, and this one is from Top Gun. For all the traffic corps, this is Take My Breath Away.
Just a reminder, I'm the presenter, Vinny, so I'll do all the song intros.
Sorry about that, boss. I get carried away sometimes.
Now, don't forget to get your girly friends to send in a few voice notes, will you? We want to give the impression we have a younger listenership as well. Two or three would be great.
I'm on a bus. I message them as we speak. Have we any competitions tonight?
I suppose we could give away two tickets to the Tree Surgeons tomorrow night.
Who are the Tree Surgeons?
They're the Saw Doctors tribute band. They're very good. It's just that they aren't allowed to sing any of the real Saw Doctor songs, so they've changed the names a bit.
Like what?
Well, Nice Country Cayley Band, Queen Is Dead in Mayo,
oh yeah,
To Sin Just Once,
oh,
Prayer Island, Red Katrina, the list goes on.
What about the N17?
It's the N83 now anyway, so it doesn't work.
Will I get you a question to ask?
Do please. All right, I'm going to do a link now. Pass me the question on a piece of paper, will you? You're listening to Late Night Love on Soft FM. Well, it's competition time now for listeners. How would you like to win two tickets to go along and see top Irish Saw Doctors tribute band, the Tree Surgeons, tomorrow night, Saturday, in Munro's? Well, here's your chance. Vinny joins you in studio again. Vinny, I believe you have a question for our listeners.
I do indeed, Andy. I'm going to give you some well-known lyrics from a Saw Doctors song, and you must give me the next line, okay? Here we go. I used to see her up the chapel when she went to Sunday Mass, and when she go up to receive, I kneel down there and watch her pass. What are the next five words? Get texting or voicemailing now if you want to win.
Mentioning voice notes, I've won in from Kira in Glenamaddy.
Hi guys, can you play Rumour Has It by Adele for my best friend Chloe, who was supposed to be shifting my boyfriend Dean behind my back? Thanks.
Ouch, thanks Kira. Not quite the type of love song we play on this show. So let's try this one instead. The Eagles from 1975, Lion Eyes.
We don't have any entries for the Tree Surgeons tickets, boss. What'll I do?
What you always do, make them up.
Oh, all right. Is it just me or is that CD skipping?
Huh? Oh, crap. Sorry about that, folks. Looks like a few gremlins at the CD systems. Maybe it's Dean or Chloe trying to get a message to Kira. Who knows? Right, Vinny joins me in studio to go through some of your answers to our ticket giveaway. And boy, Vinny, did we get some responses.
Yeah, huge. Let's have a look at some of the answers in... Remember, we asked you to give us the five words in the Saw Doctor song that follows. I used to see her up the chapel when she went to Sunday Mass, and when she go up to receive, I'd kneel down there and watch her pass. David Mullen says she had a bad limp. No, David, that's incorrect. Stuart says she smelled just like grass. No, that's not right either. The correct answer comes in from Father Martin Gallagher, who sends us this voice note.
For the glory of her eyes, God bless ye lads for all your work. Father Martin here, please pick me and I will say a prayer for you, Andy, that you see the light.
Thanks for that, Vinny, and well done to Father Martin. Two tickets for you at the door tomorrow night for the Tree Surgeons. And just for you, a little bit of Sergio Gainsborough, Je T'aime.
So there you have it. a snapshot of a day in the life of a local Irish radio station. But I've moved on with my life. It's all executive travel now and fancy restaurants, high-level meetings with other corporate CEOs in the city that never sleeps. Would I go back to radio? You must be joking.
Sir, I've got a caller on line two from Ireland. He's saying he got your email about a vacant position at Knock Shrine FM. Will I tell him you're busy?
No, I'll take it, Bethany. Sorry, I have to go now. Great to chat to you guys. Ted Toohey here. Who am I speaking to?
One Day, written by Ollie Turner and produced by Matthew Lyons.
Yeah, we hope that you enjoy that. That is One Day, a radio drama indeed, written by Oliver Turner and edited by Matthew Lyons, featuring 36 staff members of Galway BFM. You'll be able to get that, by the way, on galwaybfm.ie just after the 12 o'clock news. And thank you to all involved in that. It was a huge success and well done. A huge amount of work got into it as well. But well done to everybody involved in that today. It's just splendid, I have to say. Talk to you tomorrow morning just after 9.
Galway Talks, in association with Tesco. Find our award-winning Irish ranges in store and online at tesco.ie.